Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! It is time to grow, nourish, inspire, and share. Welcome to the Gardening Network with your host, Lisa Sellers Roberts, Donna Butler, and yours truly, Siobhan Shaw. Lisa, hey ho, Lisa, how you doing?
Howdy, doing fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good, but I'm sending out healing thoughts to our co-host, Donna Butler. She's not in the garden with us today. She is under the weather, and we're sending our healing thoughts. She never is so under the weather that she misses a show. but I do have to be grateful that she is our most inexperienced gardener. So we do have our resident gardening expert with us, Lisa Sellers Roberts, and you are hailing from Texas.
Woohoo! Yeehaw! Yes, from the heartland of Texas.
And so what are we going to be telling the audience about today? We're going to talk to them a little bit about what's coming up, what the show is going to be like as we continue for the weeks ahead. And we want you guys to also be able to call in. So that's why Lisa's with us. She's going to either be able to answer your questions on the spur of the moment, or she's going to get back to you on the next show or on Facebook.
We'll always find an answer, I promise.
There you go. So, Lisa, tell the audience a little bit more about your background, because you are the most experienced gardener on the team here at the Gardening Network.
Sure. I was raised in Brenham, Texas, on a farm, and Mama always had a big garden with juicy vegetables, and we had fruit trees and berries on vines. And she taught us everything. She was from Arkansas and from a gardening family and loved to have her hands in the dirt. And when we were children, we did too. And then it got to be work. and blood, sweat, and tears, really, when you start working on some things. But it taught us how to cultivate the land and appreciate what we were growing and what we were eating. We were able to blend it in with recipes that Mom had from her mother and her mother's mother and her mother-in-law. And as girls growing up on the farm, we ended up loving it. It was hard work at times to prepare and get it ready, but, oh, the fruits of your labor, literally. And then I was teaching kiddos about gardening in schools and just in science projects and via science. And then I ended up being a VP of a horticultural company based out of San Antonio, and became certified through them and a certified gardener, and spent 10 years helping people with indoor plants, a lot of tropical, but also worked on some roofing, planting plants on roofs and keeping them cool. And that was a really neat project.
Yeah, that is.
I just spent my life with my hands in the soil.
That's great. You're playing in the dirt. Playing in the dirt.
Yes.
I love the concept of rooftop gardening. We're going to be talking about that down the road one day. We'll actually do a show on all the various ways or places and spaces you can garden in. And I actually saw a whole rooftop in Brooklyn that they've turned into a garden. And I just thought, if more and more places would do that, and if we could just, when we're in a plane and we're flying over the country, and if we could just see all these green rooftops, how amazing would that be?
Amazing, yes. Mm-hmm. I agree. It's good for the building. It keeps buildings cool, and it's good for the environment, brings in oxygen, and yummy for people to go and graze.
Absolutely. And, you know, here you are with all this amazing experience, and we're going to go to you a lot. We're going to defer to you quite often. But I know that Donna's not here to speak for herself, but I will tell you, I've done a show, The Attitude Shift, with Donna for the last 6 years. And she's straight up about the fact that she has a great attitude, and she knows all
she
about
does.
That. but she's never grown a garden. So this is going to be so much fun because she's a Seattle-born novice gardener, and she currently resides with her huge family in Louisiana. And, you know, she's an amazing baker, an amazing cook,
yes.
And, you know, she and I came together on Blog Talk Radio, actually, 6 years ago when we created the Attitude Shift Show. And we've written a book together on all these fun things. And now I just asked her to join us, join you and I on this, because we really need somebody who knows absolutely nothing, because there's going to be a lot of listeners who don't know anything about gardening. And that's what,
that's
you know,
nice.
We really want to reach out to those people. And Dawn is just going to be kind of our guinea pig. She will call herself, and she will.
They'll learn along with her.
Huh?
They will learn along with her, yes.
That's right, they will. And you know, I've grown up on a farm. I grew up on a farm in the eastern part of the country. It was about 600 acres. We had Herefords and lots of big gardens and lots of land. And I know corn was the cash crop, so that's, you know, where the money was made for the farm and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember being out there with my mom as a little girl, because we moved there when I was like 3 or 4 or 5. So I really did grow up on the farm, and with all the chickens and goats and dogs and cats and bunny rabbits and, you know, everything you could possibly want as a little girl on the farm. So I grew up having firsthand knowledge of how to garden, how to grow things, how to harvest it, how to can, you know, how to pluck a chicken, all the things that gardeners need to know or farmers need to know. And I've already said that I am the co-host of the Attitude Shift Show as well, which is now on Google+, so that people can see us, which is fun. But I'm really happy to be back on Blog Talk Radio, so where I can just talk to you guys and I don't have to worry about doing my makeup. So, but here's the other thing. We have a great sponsor, Little Crop Circles, littlecropcircles.com.
Yes.
And I just happen to live with the inventor of this amazing innovation for growing more food in small spaces, in containers, on your patio, on your rooftop, in your backyard. And his name is John Kendall, and he is sponsoring this show, and his company, Little
Woo-hoo!
Crop Circles, is sponsoring this show. And we're just, you know, I asked him today, you know, how should I start the show? And he's like, it's your show. It's not my show. I just sponsor it. So he has
like
nothing
John
to do with it. We will try to get him on down the road.
Good.
Come on to talk about
Good.
Little Crop Circles. It's being launched on Indiegogo on September 8th, so maybe closer to that date he'll come on and tell you more about Little Crop Circles, because who better to talk about Little Crop Circles and what it can do than the inventor?
That's right. That's exciting. Yes.
So, you know, as we move forward, Lisa, you and I and Donna got together and figured out a whole bunch of topics that we're going to talk about over the next year, 10 years, however long we stay on the air. And it's really up to the love and appreciation of the audience whether we stay with you. One of the things that we're going to talk about next week is something that you're handling.
Yes.
You're getting your hands dirty with, and it is soil. So
why
are we talking about soil so early on in the show?
Well, cultivating soil for beginners is what we're going to, our topic's going to be next week. And it's the basics, because when you and I and Donna were talking about it, she said, you know, it all does begin with the soil, doesn't it? And I said, yes, it does. You know, soil cultivation, you have to improve your soil through digging and forking and adding organic matter. And we'll talk about all of that, that it begins with your soil. And if you do not have the proper soil, your plants will be weak and they will not be as nutritious as they could be. So we will help individuals understand why it's important to cultivate their soil.
And then we're going to move on over the weeks and do things like we're going to talk about the pests and the bugs in your garden and what to do. And I know that somebody said urinating in the garden keeps rabbits away. I am seriously reading my notes from a conversation we all had to prepare for the show. So I'm like, who said that and why? Why do I have it written down?
I said that because we spray coyote urine and it will keep certain pests away because they're predators of rabbits.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know how you actually get the coyote urine. I don't think we need to know that.
Some people are going to go, oh, yeah, that's cool. Well, you can buy it.
Oh,
it doesn't smell too good. You can buy it. Or if you have little grandchildren, boys, they can go around your garden and do the same
thing. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I can see why growing your own vegetables is becoming a huge trend.
Involve those grandbabies. Or your children.
So, Lisa, it really is an exciting time in the gardening world. Have you noticed that the traditional ways are making a comeback, and then there's all these creative new ways, like little crop circles, that are making an appearance? I mean, it must, gardener for you, be very thrilling to know that people are starting to, you know, grow their own again and nourish their families with fresh food and get away from sort of that commercialized way of living, that we're getting back to the basics.
True. Just the wonderful product of Little Crop Circles is indicative of what is to come. Children, a lot of times, if you can't get them to eat their vegetables, if they grow them themselves from seed, they will be so excited and get involved in the process. They will welcome recipes and welcome eating them raw. And you'll be surprised of how that will get your children to eat their goodies off the table.
Awesome.
And I also have been seeing a big flux, I guess you have noticed too, in magazines. Even in magazines you would never think that gardening ideas would be in. So it must be getting very popular.
So why is it gaining ground, too? I mean, there's a whole lot of garden puns.
Every time I go
to write something, I start laughing because it's like, So why is it gaining ground?
I truly believe that people are taking or being self-sufficient these days and wanting to take responsibility of their own health, and they're tired of reading that this substance is in this and all of the chemicals that are in our food, and they're wanting to go to natural live food that have those not live nutrients in them that will help us. Instead of taking medicine, you eat your medicine, meaning eating good fruits and vegetables. I think that's why it's making a change.
You know, it does make you feel good to have fresh, right out of your own garden food. I mean, there's nothing like it. I'm not a big broccoli fan, but as soon as I reintroduced fresh broccoli, because there's a number of years where I didn't have my own garden, right? Because we lived in a condo or, you know, lived in the city and there just wasn't time and there wasn't space. And then we got back on some land and we started growing. And I remember eating the broccoli for the first time in years right from the garden. And Lisa, I have to say, it was the best thing I've ever eaten. I mean, it was just so mild and delicious. Whereas when you buy it from the stores, I don't know what has happened to it, but it kind of has that very bitter taste. Or you know how kids just don't like broccoli?
Yes.
Well, adults aren't big on broccoli either. But try it straight from your garden. And
yes. Especially with the rice mix in your soil, it'd be sweeter.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yes.
It was succulent. That would be a good way to explain it. It was succulent. Growing your own. And the same with things like carrots, right? They're sweet when they come out of the garden.
Oh, so sweet. You know, you just reminded me of something. My sister and I, my younger sister, we used to take off in the field and we would go into the garden and just brush off a potato and brush off radishes and put them in a paper sack, and that would be our lunch for the day. But we loved it. It was just, even though we had sand in our teeth from not washing them, it was so delicious. When we got hungry for lunch, that's what we ate.
If you ever watched the Lord of the Rings series, the series of movies, and the Hobbits, in the first movie, the two Hobbits are out stealing vegetables. That just reminded me of that. That's fairly.
See, even the Hobbits know the vegetables are good.
And you can go barefoot in the garden. That's the cool thing, you know, like especially... Yeah. You know, you got to know what's in your garden, but you can, you know, dig your toes in the dirt and you know, you can even lie amongst the plants if you're into that. Just kind of soaking in nature and the goodness that from the sunshine and the just the freshness that the plants seem to give off. Like it's like you can walk into a garden and it's like fresh air, right?
It is, and I think mothers and fathers or just people in general realize how it, if their children are acting up and they go out in the garden, they will soon see that they'll be involved and want to know this and want to know that. Not only is it educational and nutritional change, and they no longer are throwing those fits because they're outside, there's so much to see and do, they can get their magnifying glasses, and it can just be a wonderful project for the whole family.
Yeah, and you know, I think when you were talking about, you know, harvesting, pulling radishes out, we just pulled out some radishes today. I'm going to be putting those pictures up. I'll make sure that they get on the Gardening Network Facebook page as well. But we just took some out of a little crop circle, and I took pictures of them, and it was just great to see the dirt hanging off the vegetables, because you don't go to even the farmers markets, which everybody has to support their local farmers markets. If you have a farmer's market in your area, make sure you go. They're usually on the weekends, sometimes in the middle of the week. But make sure you go and support the local farmers, because they're working really hard for you to bring you some amazing fresh vegetables. And I'll make sure I put up the dirty picture of all the radishes just straight out of the dirt. But nothing prettier than fresh vegetables, even if there's, you know, earth hanging off of them. It's just, it's thrilling. It's actually thrilling to do that. So,
and
you know,
the smell of it. And your body knows. Your body knows that you need those nutrients, and your body responds.
And that's something we're going to be talking about down the road. There's a huge trend to heirloom and organic growing, heirloom vegetables. You can get heirloom seeds. And we're going to talk about that in the weeks ahead, why that's, you know, trending, and why that we at the Gardening Network feel it's important that we go that way, that we kind of get sort of everybody thinking that way. And that brings me, Lisa, to... I wanted to ask everybody, including Donna, and I don't, of course, Donna's not well today, and so she won't have a burning question for us, but what is one burning question you have about gardening that has just been bugging you, or something that you don't know about or understand?
You know, when we were talking about that, I was thinking of that I have friends that are gardeners since I've been in it all my life, and the burning question for me is perhaps maybe not the plants, because I can always figure that out, just, and we'll talk about that in coming weeks too, about experimentation and how it's good to make mistakes so you learn from those. But my burning question is, what keeps an individual not doing it? Meaning, if you live in an apartment and you have a balcony and some sun that's at least 6 hours a day, what keeps them from doing it? And perhaps they could share that with us, and we could come up with some solutions of how to get them motivated to go ahead and start the gardening process. That's my burning question. Why wouldn't someone want to? What's stopping them? And perhaps we can help them with this.
Well, I actually think I can answer that, because I have lived in a condo, and I think it's space. is one of the big things, and lugging up, you know, pots and earth and having to find a way to water and keeping them watered, because of course, you know, it's on a lot of patio decks, they're covered, so then they're not getting the rain necessarily that they would out in, on a back porch or back deck, I mean, that doesn't have a roof, or out in the garden. So, you know, you really have to kind of figure out what to do to keep those things from dying. You know, you're coming home from work at night and they're all shriveled up because they've been out in 90 degree weather for the whole day and they haven't had any water. And that happens, right?
Well, now we have solutions for that.
LittleCropCircles.com is sponsoring this show. They're paying for a few things. not
and
us.
You know what? We could also talk about getting a list together for our listeners on community gardens, on gardens that are in their area that they might can share some space. A lot of times they'll even give it to you for free if you share some of your verbality.
Oh, that's a great idea. So, you know, you could even, you know, fill the fridges of all your neighbors. You know, John and I did that last night. We finally, our lettuce is absolutely stunning in the Little Crop Circle, and it grew amazingly. And then we have all these, this colorful lettuce, all these different kinds of lettuce. And I harvested the first lettuce last night because we're in the Pacific Northwest and we've had an early spring, so like, you know, just great weather for growing greens, and it was so good, and again succulent, and it just doesn't taste like lettuce from the grocery store. It was at dinner time, so I didn't have time to go and harvest for all the neighbors, but they're going to be getting some lettuce today. Some of our friends nearby are going to be getting some fresh lettuce out of a Little Crop Circle for the first time that they're going to try that. So, you know, I love being able to share. And that's one of the things on thegardeningnetwork.com that you'll see when you go there. It's all about growing, nourishing, inspiring, and sharing. And it's so important to share your bounty.
It really
all
is.
All this goodness.
You know, we were talking about families doing this together. Children love to share. And this is a helpful moment to teach, a teachable moment, to teach them how important it is to share. And they love it. They love giving away things, and they'll love giving away fruits and vegetables too.
And on our website as well, I should mention that we have a blog that Lisa and I have been writing for. We're not writing every day, but we're writing some really good things and putting up videos and things like that. And one of the things that I find so interesting is that the Generation Y, which is 18 to 35-year-olds right now, they are really leading the pack and changing the way people are thinking about eating and eating. So they're focused on eating organic and eating fresh and growing their own food and teaching their children to grow. And it's this millennial generation. It's very interesting because they've grown up sort of with the fast food restaurants and you know, being inside all the time playing games and stuff, but they're the ones who are getting out and digging in the dirt, and they're supporting the local farmers markets, and they're eating, they're looking for stores to change to, and you know, for instance, I just put up an article that Whole Foods is actually coming out with a chain of stores that are targeting the millennial generation, because of course the millennial generation aren't, you know, swimming in money. They're building their families. They have tight budgets and, you know, maybe they can't always afford, you know, the organic choices, but, you know, I think Whole Foods, which is a huge chain of sort of, natural oriented food, you know, like fresh food, like that.
You know what? I think our listeners might think this is kind of funny, but Whole Foods housed, they're from Austin, Texas.
And
I used to patron the very first one that was on Lamar, South Lamar, pretty near the Capitol, and it was then known as a hippie store, where people, you know, are a little bit older than us, would frequent. But then they found out how healthy, you know, these people were disease free and living longer, and it just grew and grew and grew, and it's been a wonderment watching this food chain just take off like it has. We're very proud of them. Good story.
And they're not sponsoring this show, but they should.
No, they're not.
We're down to under our last 5 minutes. So Lisa, I want to get some final words from you before we tell everybody where to find us and how often to find us and all those good things.
Sure. I am very excited about being with you and on the show and helping to inspire our listeners to become better gardeners and to be healthy about their lives. And it makes my heart sing just to know what is ahead of us. And did you want me to share a joke?
Sure. Okay, yeah, absolutely.
This is the gardener's joke. Why do potatoes make good detectives?
I know. I do know this one. And I'm not going to say it. I am not going to say it. I want everybody to go to thegardeningnetwork.com because I think I have that joke on the website.
Do you? Do you want another one?
I'll just tell everybody because they keep their eyes peeled.
Exactly. Brilliant. Yes.
I know a joke. That's great.
I thought that was cute. Anyway, I'm very excited, very excited.
Well, we're so thrilled to have you on the team for the Gardening Network. We're going to grow a lot.
Together, yes.
A lot of food, and we're going to grow a lot of new ideas and learn all kinds of new techniques to garden. And I just want to thank you for hanging out with us. And I want to send Donna Butler our healing thoughts. You heal up fast. We need you here. We need your inspiration and your inexperience in the gardening world. And
yes,
I want to thank our audience specifically for following us and for following us on Twitter, The Gardening Network, and following us on Facebook, The Gardening Network. And
yes,
you can get the shows. They'll be on Blog Talk Radio under The Gardening Network, or go to our website, thegardeningnetwork.com, and you'll find out, you know, you'll find the links, you'll find out all about us. We have a blog up there that we'll throw things up on from time to time. And we also specifically want to say thank you. Thank you, Little Crop Circles,
mm-hmm.
for
yes.
Sponsoring this show. It's littlecropcircles.com. Grow more in less space. And, you know, I think it's important that we all really jump on this bandwagon and
yes.
get involved in the trend to grow your own food. And we're going to be talking about flowers and trees and other things that you can grow, but we're going to
mm-hmm.
be focused a lot on growing your own food. And so it is almost time to get out and play in the dirt today.
That's going to be fun.
Make sure you join us next Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Central time, and that would be 2 p.m. Eastern time on Blog Talk Radio right here. And you can always find the shows in the archive on thegardeningnetwork.com. So make sure you go do that. And get outside and play in the dirt, people.
Mm-hmm. Grow and grow.